Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, course went to Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Yod Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Metzias b'nai avitei hakatanim v'avde b'shivchasei hakananim v'metzias ishtoi hawei elu shaloi. For the following people, any hefka items that they acquire go straight to their master, their father, or their husband, and they are young children, slaves and slave women who are knanim, and one's wife. Metzias b'nai avitei hagadolim v'avde b'shivchasei ha'ivrim metzias ishtoi shigirsha afapi shaloi nosan laksubosa hawei elu shalahem. But the following people may keep their items for themselves: adult children, Jewish slaves and Jewish maidservants, and one's ex-wife, even if he had not yet given her her ksuba. And says the Gemara, Amav Yochanan, b'she'enan tfulim la'aviyem, aval im hayu tfulim la'aviyen, metzi'asan shaloi. Rabbi Yochanan says, adult children who are not being supported by their father may keep the items for themselves. Otherwise, if they are still supported by their father, the items that they find must go to their father. Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Adam Zeichel Chaviroi B'Metzia. Rish Lakish says, even if his father supports him, he may keep the items that he finds. Am Rav Yosa, Dama Rav Shimon, Achein, Ela Dekashele, Al Hadad, Datani, Rav Oisha. Rav Yosa says this was not explicitly said by Rav Shimon ben Lakish, rather it was deduced from his question against the Brisa of Rav Oisha. The Brisa says, Asoich Es Apayol La'asois B'chol Melocha Metziosa Le'Balabayis. One who hires a worker to perform all tasks that he needs, his items found by the worker go to his employer. And Rish Lakish asked the question here, Adam Shiesh Boy Roshus Lachzor Boy Te Metzias LeRabbi. If a worker is able to retract on his employment, do his found items go to his employer? And the Gemara asked the question, Ma Bein Avdo V'Shivchosei Avriim La'Avdo V'Shivchosei Kananiim. Now, having said that, what's the difference between the Jewish and Canaanite slaves and slave women, that if he's a Jewish slave, he can keep his own lost found item, but if he's a Canaanite slave, he has to go straight to his master? And Rav Yochanan answers, Avdo V'Shivchosei Avriim Ho'o V'Einu V'Shai L'Shnoisim V'Lachtoi Mitzi Osei La'Atzmai. As for Jewish slaves, because he can't change their employment by telling them, like, say, to collect ownerless items, they keep their found items. But regarding Canaanite slaves, because he can change their employment, the items they find go to the master. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Yochanan, Hativan Hawe Ishto Shaina Vashai Lishnois Mimalachto, Mutsiasa Shaloi, the Tanin and Tamon, Koifala Atsmoi, Lassois, Besemavena Koifala Sois, but Ava Acher. Rabbi Yochanan asks, a man can't change his wife's tasks, but the mission nevertheless teaches in Ksubas that a husband can force his wife to produce woolen garments, but he can't force her to do other tasks. And if so, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why does her husband keep the items that she finds? Am Rabbi Abba Bamina, Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tam Acher Be'isha. Rabbi Abba Bamina and Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said there's another reason for a wife that her husband gets to keep the items. Ma Tam Acher Be'isha, and what is that reason? Rabbi Chagai Amar B'Pnei HaKatata, it is to prevent disharmony in their marriage. Rabbi Yasa Omer, Shulei Tohei Mavrachas Nechsai Ba'alo V'Aimeres Mitziyahu. Rabbi Yasa gives different reasons that she will not take her husband's items and then claim that she found them. The Gemara asks the question, Ativan be'edim le'asu zeh el mipnei zeh. The question is, they only prohibited an item with witnesses where there's no concern that she might have stolen them from her husband because of an item without witnesses. So Rabbi Yasa's reason really cannot be true. Now the Mishnah said, Metzias ishtoi shigirsha. The Mishnah taught that a divorced woman keeps her own items that she finds. Rabbi Yosna b'shem Rabbi Acha Adam shigirsh ishtoi v'lenosan laksibasa chayv mezunai se'ah at yitunai puta achoina. Rabbi Yosana, quoting Rabbi Acha, said, if a man divorced his wife and he has not yet given her ksuba money, he has to still sustain her until he gives her the last puta of money that he owes her. And the Gemara asks, Amab Yosi Masnisa Amakain Mitzias Ishta Shigirusha. Does our Mishnah not also teach us that a divorced woman's items belong to her? And the Gemara answers, Amab Oisha Shulai Toima Hoyo Vachav Bezunaisea Achiyetina Puta Achoina Te Mitziasa Shaloi Lefem Kainzach Masnisa. Oisha said, both are needed, that you shouldn't say, since he must sustain her until he pays for the last putter of her ksuba money, he should receive her found items as well. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to teach us that she keeps them because there's no longer a concern that will create hatred between the husband and his ex-wife.